Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Cleaning Nation, so excited to see you today. We are going to, the title of this is four myths to growing your, that are keeping you from growing your cleaning company. But if I had to be truthful, what we're really going to, it should be titled is a rant. Mike rants about four lies that make him crazy that he hears day in, day out. So if you would like to kind of see as someone that's coached and helped hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies and hear like, okay, what is the worst? What's the most insidious lies that are untruths or whatever that people hear that absolutely stop you in your tracks? You're in the right spot because we're going to go over. I just picked out what are the four things if I could change in everybody that I talk to and coach that would kind of make them bigger, better, grow faster, and not have so much frustration. What would those be? And that's what we're going to talk about today. So the reality is part of the problem is so many of you guys out there are, hey, Lorena, good to have you on the broadcast. We're playing follow the leader, but the leader's broke, right? I left this company. I sold my, my ServiceMaster franchise back in like 99, maybe 2000. I can't remember. It was almost 20 years ago. It was a long time ago. And, it was so young and in business and didn't know a ton, came back after having bought and built and sold several other businesses. And holy crap, the cleaning industry just about felt like not on the technology side, but on the business side, just right where I left it. So there's so many people out there playing follow the leader when it comes to marketing or growing or employees. And again, having talked to all of you guys all over the world, the leader's broke. They don't know what they're doing. So today we're going to debunk the four myths that are probably costing you guys the most time, headache, frustration. The reason I'm doing this is I've seen this, these myths, these lies just destroy companies, destroy owners who are trying so hard, working harder than ever and wondering, why am I still enslaved to my business? Why am I still working so hard and still broke? So that is what we're talking about today. If your cleaning business is perfect and you're working very little and everything's awesome, this isn't for you. But if you're frustrated and don't know why you're working so hard, you might be in the right spot. So the first myth that just is almost an assumption that in any other business, I think people would intuitively get is not the case. But in the cleaning business, for some reason, people go, no, they just don't get it. And that myth is, TJ's here. Mike's at it again, busting myths. And again, myths is a nice thing I put. I really feel like these are lies from the pit of hell. So we'll go somewhere between myths and lies from the pit of hell. That's what we're talking about. So number one is, it's okay to go days or weeks or God forbid months and not even without a lead or without giving a bid or not even know how many leads or bids or sales or stops that we got or where they came from. That I hear that in the breakthrough calls that we do and the people that I talk to, so many new people, not obviously people that are in our system, don't know when I go, great, how many leads did you get last week? They go, huh? I didn't have any new customers. I started one new customer. I got a new customer. They don't know what a lead is. They don't know the distinction between a lead, a bid, and a sale. So you first and foremost have got to be very uncomfortable if you go days or weeks without a single lead, right? Without anybody reaching out to you or your company asking about your services, you should be super anxious. I see people go months without getting a lead and just kind of feel like, you know, that's normal. That is not normal in just about any business. So you've got to know how many leads and bids and sales by source, right? That's the other thing is people don't know where they come from or they'll go, well, I get, you know, everyone calls off the internet and I go, great, give me some data, right? Do you have a special phone? You know, is your internet phone number unique so that you know people calling that phone number, they came from the internet? Oh, I don't know about that. They just say they go from the internet. So it's really a mixture of, it's not okay to go days or weeks, and certainly not months without a lead. It's not okay to know where those leads come from. And most importantly, it's not okay to not know how to get more of them, right? It is, you've got to have several, if we're writing stuff down, this is a writer down, you need several scalable, repeatable, dependable lead sources. I'm going to say that again because it's really important. If you want to grow your cleaning company, you need several repeatable, scalable, dependable lead sources. If you have gone more than a week, more than 2 or 3 days without a single lead, and that's typical, we had a problem, right? That means, you know, and here's part of the problem. A lot of people go, well, I tried marketing. It didn't work, right? Which is just a crazy statement. Like, what does I tried marketing mean? and it didn't work. it is, we've got to kind of change our paradigm, because the evil twin of it's okay to go days or weeks without a lead or not know where the leads come from or how many I get or if I get any. Its evil twin is, Jason says, open my eyes to knowing your numbers, just not just the books, but so much more. So true. So true. Some people, I would, that's a whole different rant we're not going to talk about today, but some people, we ask about gross sales, net profit, net, you know, gross margin, kind of basic numbers. They're like, huh? So we absolutely need to have those, but you certainly got to, you know, because it just kills me. I get people that want coaching. How do I grow my business? I'm like, well, how many leads did you get? Huh? Where did they come from? What? So you've got to get this stuff. And the next shift is, because people have its evil twin of it's okay to go days or weeks or months without getting any leads, is I grew my entire company by referral. Like they say there's some sort of badge of honor, some sort of pride, which really says I have no control over my company whatsoever. By referrals, like is one referrer, 10 referrals, 100 referrers? Can you scale that? If you need to get double the referrals next month and this month, can you do that? The answer is, huh? What? No. Who? So yes, referrals are great. We love referrals. Please don't hear me knocking referrals. The problem is we don't track it. We don't know how we can scale it. We don't know how many referrals we got. And we don't know if the referrals are going to be enough to hit our goals, right? So we've got to get away from that. You know, oh, I don't spend any money on marketing. All my leads come in for free. Great. Are you at the level of revenue you want to be at? If the answer is yes, then I guess you're good to go. Well, not really, because you are good to go if you do want to stay at that level, right? But typically, if you want to get to the next level or grow, you need to have lead sources like you can dial up and dial down, right? When you're just stuck with this month was a good month, three people got referred, next month and last month and 2 months before nobody got referred. Impossible to scale. So we've got to kill that whole belief of, you know, the best way to grow a cleaning company is solely by referral. That's a great, remember we talk about you need several lead sources. Referrals are fine. They're not super scalable. They're definitely repeatable and they're not at all dependable, right? Unless you have a system to get referrals, you've got enough customers and prospects and previous customers where you know if you send this many emails or this many postcards, you'll get X amount of referrals. Then it's repeatable, scalable, dependable. But for most of you, it's none of those things. Remember, it's not who pays the least for a lead. It's who pays the most, right? And again, this all comes into the people that this is all tied into the one evil myth of it's okay to go days or weeks or months without a lead, without a bid, without a sale. You're closed for business, just so you know. If you, every day you don't get a lead or certainly a bid for your customer, for your business, you're closed, right? Time and money are very different, right? Money comes and goes. As you know as well as I do, sometimes we have good months, we got money flowing in, and then money tends to flow out, right? We got bills to pay, payroll, all that sort of stuff. Time never flows in. It only flows out. So every day that goes by for your business is a missed opportunity that one of your competitors probably did get some leads and did get some bids and maybe did get some sales and you got nothing. So just every day you don't get at least a lead, picture your business with a big closed, sorry, we're closed sign out all day. So to get the leads, you've got to make sure that you have tracking, you know how many you got, where they came from, and you've got several scalable, repeatable, dependable lead sources. We're halfway in. I'm through one myth because that one's a big one. So if you're writing stuff down, it is not okay to go days or weeks, certainly not months, without leads that you know where they came from and without having scalable, repeatable, dependable sources. All right, myth number two. I can grow a rock solid company without a rock solid employee attraction plan. They're separate. Some people get confused when we talk about, and feel free to jump in the chat if I'm saying something that makes sense or doesn't make sense. So many people kind of feel that they can, that employees and customers are like two separate things, right? Like, oh, I get, you know, I'm staff, so I'm good. Or and they run back and forth. Holy crap, I need employees. Holy crap, I need customers. They kind of just dance and they don't see that they're connected. The reality is you can't grow if you're losing customers as fast as you get them. I was talking about this, I think, with Jason on our Millionaire Mastermind call yesterday. Before we start really growing, we've got to plug the holes in our boat, right? So if we got a leak, it doesn't make sense to start bailing out water if we still got the leaks. First you plug the leak, then you bail out the water. If you don't plug the leak, you'll be bailing water until the end of time. So same with one of the beautiful things, and this is a double-edged sword and kind of ties into the first myth. One of the beautiful things about owning a cleaning company is we can sell them once and they stay hopefully forever, for months, oftentimes years, sometimes decades, right? That gives us almost an unfair advantage. So you can, that kind of, that's a good thing, but then some people take advantage or forget and they go, oh, I can go days or weeks or months or years because the money kind of keeps coming in month by month, right? So it kind of gives us an excuse not to market, because once we grow a business, if you just take good care of your clients, that business typically tends to stay. Unless and until you've got crappy employees that are losing the clients for you and now you're really screwed. If you combine myth one of going days or weeks or months without getting leads with not having the right employees, so you're losing customers as fast as you get them. Man, you put those two together, you are done. I don't know about you guys, if you've heard of food insecurity, you know, they talk about kids that go to bed, you know, not knowing where they're going to eat in America. I talk about employee insecurity, right? We go to bed not knowing if our employees are going to show up the next day or if we're going to be called on to clean. And God forbid we get another account, right? So many people are, you know, I coach, they're one of two things. Like, I'm desperate for employees and I never know how to get enough. I'm always too short. But they're afraid because I don't have the systems or processes, which is what we provide, on how to get them. Or they're like, I've got enough employees. And I go, great. If you got a, you know, 5,000 on the commercial side, if you got a $5,000 a month account tomorrow, how would you, oh, I could never, I couldn't possibly, right? Or what if this one employee quit? Oh, I'd be cleaning, right? So they think they've got enough employees, but if one employee quits, they'd be cleaning. And if they sell a new job, they're screwed. And somehow that's enough employees. So you need to not only have enough employees, but you need to have a system and a plan that gets you all the employees that you need all the time. Really, really important. Because the problem is if you don't have this, you're never going to be able to grow because A, you won't be able to keep the customers you got, right? If you don't have good employees coming in, the bad employees tend to hold you hostage because they know that you need them way more than you need that you need them more than they need you. Two, when you sell and you've kind of got this fear of who's going to clean this, I don't know. You've got the stress. If you're smaller, you might be going, am I going to clean this? I can't clean anymore. The worst part is when you're cleaning everything all day, every day, and you know if you get one more account, you just physically can't take it. So not knowing where your next employee is going to come from or that you've got your next employee coming will kill not only your ability to grow, but oftentimes, sadly, your desire to grow. It'll just suck the life and the energy right out of you. And then kind of the corollary to that is average or bad employees will by far be your biggest time suck and kill your business growth. So you will spend all of your time dealing with bad employees, coddling average employees that are kind of in charge because they know you can't get any more of them and you desperately need them. So that you spend all that time coddling them and you spend no time on growing your company. You can't even think about growing your company because you're barely handling what you got. So the second myth that we've got to kill is this belief that I can grow my company really fast without really having a put together employee attraction system, or more importantly, or more succinctly, one doesn't have anything to do with another, right? I've got my employees and how I hire and deal with them over here, and I've got my customers and how I attract and deal with them over here, and they don't really have anything to do with one another. Oftentimes, lots of people I'm coaching early that are, and I'll say, you know, how does this lack of ability to get employees affect the growth of your business? And they're like, what do you mean? What does employees have to do anything? So really important you make that connection. Jason Johnson says, amen. We got, I'm gotten to preach it. Help plug that hole in our boat. And yeah, they have, I'm so proud. If you ever guys see Jason in Cleaning Nation, reach out to him. He is not very good looking, frankly, but really bright. Just kidding, Jason. One of my favorite bald guys on the planet. Okay, so that's myth number two. You can't grow without a rock solid employee attraction system, or you can grow is the myth. You can't is the truth. Myth number three, and this sounds like not that big of a deal. It's a big deal. The belief that I can grow, or I have to take all customers if I really want to grow. That belief will absolutely eat your lunch. That is one of the most insidious ones. Because the first two went, hey, if you don't have customers for a couple days, you're closed those days. If you don't have employees, you're not going to grow. People kind of start getting that pretty easy. But the one that they fight me on and don't get, and that's what makes them just eat their lunch, is I have to take all customers. If somebody calls and they've got money, I've got to take it. So let's walk through some customers that you wouldn't want to take. And not only are they not going to help you grow, that they're going to stop your growth or make you shrink. They're going to cost your growth. And this is the tough one because I explain it and people kind of sometimes get it in their head, but not in their heart. And they make their decisions with their heart, and their checkbook is where it costs them. So you do not have to take all customers. We're going to go for the worst. Customers that don't pay enough on time or at all. Customers that do not pay enough on time or at all. There's three ways customers can screw you on pay, and they're all deal breakers. So people that don't pay enough will just absolutely crush it. I don't want to share Jason's thing, but he was talking about the flip side of that, where raising prices can be magical for your business. But customers that aren't paying enough, I've actually literally seen people that their hard costs, their cost of goods sold, with the labor that they paid their employees exceeded the amount the customers gave them. So their payroll for this account was $800 a month and they were only charging $700 a month. So they were literally writing a check for $100 a month for the privilege of cleaning, assuming the customer paid on time. God forbid they didn't pay. And assuming there's no overhead, which we all have, and people, I don't have overhead. Well, okay, are you watching this on a computer or listening to it on a phone? That costs money. Do you have insurance, uniforms, employees, training? Like, have you ever taken an employee out to eat? There's, do you have a website? Is that hosted by anyone? There's a million things of, you have, these client attraction systems that we're talking about. Hey, Evie Lynn in the house. I haven't seen you in so long. So good to have you, Evie Lynn. Glad to have you, sister. So the customers that don't pay enough, not only take all of your time and resources, which are limited, they suck up your overhead. Typically, they're your least favorite customers, and they'll just kill you. So again, it's easy when your cost of goods sold is over 100%. Some people, though, the problem is their cost of goods sold 70, 80%. So say it's a $1,000 job, and their payroll is only $750. So they're like, I've got $250 in margin. Well, the problem is you got to deal with overhead. And again, people get weird about overhead, thinking, well, if I fire this employee, I'll lose that overhead money, but my overhead won't go down. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But overhead does scale with the size of your company. So when you're growing a real company, you have to make sure that we only have profitable customers, that we never flex on that. Certainly if they don't pay on time. A lot of people are like, well, that's not that big of a deal if they just pay late. As long as I have a bank loan or other customers pay, or I can figure it out. The problem is we are a tiny customer, or we're a tiny, most of you guys are small companies working for large companies, right? Usually if you're doing $1 million, the people you're cleaning for might be doing tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're trying to use you as their bank, but you're not a bank, right? A lot of times people will go net 30, net 60, and they'll owe you hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, but you haven't done a credit report on them. You haven't decided if they're credit worthy. Like, banks wouldn't loan them a line of credit like that, but you're extending lines of credit to them just because you feel like you have to. So not paying enough will kill you. Not paying on time will kill you. And then what happens is, what happens if they don't pay? Or what happens if they stop paying at all? And then you're like, well, now you're in that nasty spot of, do I discontinue service, so I stop throwing good money after bad, but then I'll never get my money? Or do I keep doing service, so I'll try and get a crumb, and you're constantly begging? That will just absolutely put a chokehold on your business. So that would be not paying enough, not paying it on time. And then we talked about a little bit, not paying at all, right? Which is a huge, huge risk. If you're making 0 to 20% in profit, and you do an account that's $3,000 or $4,000 a month, and say they don't pay their $3,000 bill, well, your profit was only $600. You have to work 5 months to make up for that one missed bill. Really, really, really insidious. So you've got to make sure that we only take customers that pay on time, they pay enough, and they pay for sure. Number two, customers that don't appreciate the value you bring. So many of us are willing to get into a bidding war, and we're okay with that. And customers are like, I'm just getting a bunch of bids. I want the cheapest price. I don't value insurance. I don't value training. I don't value systems. I don't value culture. I don't value anything. I just want the cheapest price. And we take them because we think that we have to. We only look for customers that value what we do. And if we don't, we don't take them. And that's kind of the next thing is a core values match, right? For us here, we're about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And there are definitely owners of cleaning companies out there that think that's stupid. That's fine. They can absolutely get served somewhere else. We're not for them, right? And typically people that match your core values value what you do, and people that don't, don't. So those kind of go together. Right, the biggest customer that I'm constantly warning everybody out. Nobody ever listens. Well, I shouldn't say nobody, but it feels like nobody listens. Is one-time cleans. Again, there's so many. I could do a whole broadcast just on the one-time cleans, but there's so many insidious problems that most of you guys don't see because you're in the business. First of all, like we talked about, you can't bill in advance, right? If it's like move in, move out, or some sort of construction cleanup, typically they're not going to pay in advance like every other client can. Second, it goes way up and way down, right? You'll have a company that's doing $20,000 one month and $50,000 another month. It is impossible to scale when you do that for a lot of reasons. One, you're not going to get any good talent, right? Myth number two, you can grow a real company without a rock solid employee attraction plan. It's almost impossible to attract employees when the offer you have for them is, we have 10 hours of work or 12 hours of work for you today, tomorrow, the next day, and then nothing for a week. And then we only need you for 1 hour, and then, well, holy crap, we need you back up for 12 hours. No one's going to tolerate that. So you get garbage employees. It's really impossible to scale. If you're doing 50,000 down to 20,000 over a year, what happens is, okay, so now you've got two ways to live, and they both suck. One is, I'm working all the freaking time. I think I'm making money. But when you really look at it, the cost of scaling and the receivables and all that, you just work extremely hard and you don't make any money. And then when you're slow and you're trying to scale down, you're trying to constantly not only move your headcount up and down, but your overhead up and down. So you really don't make any money, and you work hard It's awful. It is just awful. And it's not scalable. You just can't scale like that. So one-time jobs are absolutely customers that you don't want to take. That is a huge myth. And again, a lot of people are like, oh, I love them. My one-time, of course they love you, right? That's where all the newbies start, right? I don't think any of my millionaire mastermind, I'd have to check. The higher the level we deal with, the less they do one-time cleanings because the newbies don't get it. They think it's easy cash. They're easy to get. But you know, just because they're easy to get doesn't mean that's the right client for you. So just to recap the first three myths before we go into number four, myth number one, it's okay to go days or weeks or months without getting leads or knowing where your leads come from or how the next one's coming. Myth number two, you can grow a real cleaning company without a rock solid employee attraction plan. Myth number three, you have to take all customers. If they wave a couple bucks in your face, you have to take them. Myth number four, this is my least favorite. For you bigger guys and gals, this isn't a deal, but for you smaller ones, they feel like I have to clean or be in the field, at least a little, right? So I'll get people that have been cleaning all the time and I'll go, is that where you started? No, I wanted to have a cleaning company, but I have to be in the field. Well, I have to be with my employees. I have to check on clients. They feel like they have to be in. The reality is most of the time they've given up on their goal, right? When people are just starting a cleaning company, rarely do they say, I want to clean all day, right? They say, I want to have a cleaning company that operates independently of me. But then they end up cleaning all the time. And one, two, three, four, 5 years in, they're still cleaning and they're slaves to their own business. Effie Lynn says, perfectly said, newbies take the one-time cleanings, pros don't. Abso-frickin-lutely right, Evie Lynn. So we have to be clear on what we want. If you want a cleaning job, go get a cleaning job. It's so much easier to work for someone else than it is to own a cleaning business. If you want a cleaning business, then run your cleaning business. Don't clean inside your cleaning business. That's a cleaning job. And so many people we talk to day in, day out, they start wanting a cleaning company, but they settle for a cleaning job. Really, when you're cleaning, and again, I know people are like, oh, you don't understand. I need the cash, blah, blah, blah. Again, if you need the cash, get a job. If you want to have a company, a business, you got to make sure that you're running your business. Cleaning is like eating the seeds instead of planting them, right? You got all these pumpkin seeds. You're like, oh, I'm hungry now. I'll just eat them because I need to eat. But then you have no pumpkins, right? If you just plant them and allow them to grow, you'd have pumpkins you could eat for forever, right? So we eat the seeds. We feed ourselves now, but we don't build a company. We plant the seeds. Maybe it costs money because we're having other people do the cleaning for us. We build a company that can feed us for the rest of our lives. So, and again, ask yourself, who's running the company when you're cleaning, right? If you're out with your hand in a toilet, who's running your daggum company? Nobody, right? It ain't you because you're cleaning. All right. Cleaning is the lowest paid job in your company, period, right? There's that usually the cleaners make the least. And when you're doing that, that's the money that you're earning. Building the core layer to that is building client employee attraction systems and culture is the highest paid job in your company. So when you do the low paid jobs, you get low paid and that's you have a job. When you do the highest paid tasks, you have a business. So the benefits are if you can bust all four of these myths and you can have customers coming in every day, scalable, repeatable, dependable customers from systems and processes and sources that you trust, you've got, a system and process to attract the right employees and onboard them. You're only taking the customers that are right customers, which work when you have a system to attract them, and you're not doing any of the cleaning, you've really got the recipe for an actual cleaning company, not just a business or a job, really. So all right, that said, if you're like, holy crap, this is what I need, help, help, help. I need more than just the help here on this. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got hundreds of broadcasts. The best place I would start is the free on-demand training right at the top of the page. You can sign up for no cost. There's nothing even for sale on that training. It's just all the best stuff we've got packed into 40 or 50 minutes. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all the resources that we have. And we would love to help you systematize and grow and get out of your cleaning job and into your cleaning business. Thanks for joining me, guys, gals. We'll talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com. Shopify.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.